We begin by Ezra Shemiz Baruch Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik. Dina Siach Chafatzah B'Loy Malacha. Doing things on Shabbos that don't involve doing Malacha or Malacha Yidei Akam, doing Malacha through a Nachri. Sifal Yesh Tvarim Shein Asurim B'Shabbos. There are things that may not be done on Shabbos. Af Api She'en Adem L'Malacha, even though they don't actually represent doing work. Ve'en Mevin L'Dem Malacha, they don't cause somebody to do work. Why are they prohibited? Because the pasuk says, "In Tashiv, b'Shabbos Glecha, l'tzayis chavetzecha b'yom kachi." If in Shabbos you withhold yourself from doing your regular work, from doing what you want on my holy day, remember the pasuk continues and says, "V'chiperet ha'masayis truchecha, mimtzachas chavetzecha v'daber b'daber." So the pasuk teaches us, as we're going to learn, all that is expected of us to refrain on Shabbos. And it's important to point out, as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches teaches us, how does the pasuk conclude? The pasuk concludes us to Sanag Hashem. If you connect, if you enjoy the Dvar Hashem, v'chafticha abam se'oritz, you will ride high. You will be zoicha. We will have incredible bracha in our life if we treat Shabbos as we are supposed to. On Shabbos, one shouldn't walk like he walks during the week. One may not run. On Shabbos. If somebody, however, enjoys jogging, there may be room for heter. Aval, ledvar mitzvah, to run to do something which is a mitzvah, mutal rot, t'ksiv, because the pasuk speaks about rechecha, mash rechecha surim, if you're running for your own purposes. Avdarcha shemayim, to run for something which represents a mitzvah, mitzvah lorot, so that is a mitzvah to run. Taking a walk, the Rama says, is clearly permitted. And if somebody is walking and his intention, says the Magen Avraham, is because really that's what is good for him, he's doing it for health purposes, then it's still mutter, because when somebody sees you walking, he doesn't realize that you're walking for the purpose of health or you're walking because you're on a diet. And therefore, in all those cases, one may walk. But if you're walking in a way that it's noticeable, that's letzorech refuah, for health reasons, then one has to consider if that's permissible. Sepeiz mahadik sim soyis chavtzecha, dosha ben senes zuchan levracha, chavtzecha surim, you may not do business on Shabbos, afilu enos moach, even though it doesn't represent doing malacha. Kigoyin, shumayin, somebody goes to his property to see what is necessary for tomorrow. That is usur. That may not be done tomorrow. And even if you're not looking at your own properties, but it's obvious that what you're looking at is to, because this is a place that you're going to do a job and you're looking at it today, it's usur. You can also tie be ikadei limsusus, or you may not walk in a city to try to find a horse, svina, boat, a kroin, or wagon, or sakram, that they should be, you should know about them and be ready to rent them achas Shabbos. Im nikra davar shaylech b'shvil kach. If it's obvious that that is your goal, avlishma chafatzov, if you're just taking a walk to make sure that everything's okay with your property, or chefze chaveri with somebody else's property, that is mutter. To look at items, merchandise in a store window, that is not usur. Besides, the Maram Shik suggests that people enjoy sometimes looking at nice things that are for sale in a shop, in a window of a shop. And even though you're thinking, well, maybe I'm going to come buy this tomorrow, still it's mutter because it's not for the sake of doing business. However, that those suggest that lefnim mishur sedin, that's not what a person should be doing on Shabbos. Sif Gimel. One may not go to a next to the tchum. To walk on Shabbos until the end of the tchum. Or pachas, even not at the end. To sit there until it becomes Matzoi Shabbos. To go from there to be ready to get on a trip. Then, since you're going to be taking this trip immediately in Matzoi Shabbos, Nikri Dover becomes obvious. That was the purpose of you going there. However, when is this an issue? If you're there because you want to be able to be available to go do something that you're not available to do, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Could go and lisko palim. If you want to hire workers or litlish peris, you want to cut fruits or lahavi peris and muksa, or to bring peris that are fruit muksa. Shame het lasas tvar meil b'shabbos. There's no heter to do this on Shabbos. Still, if even though technically all you do is taking a walk on Shabbos, it becomes obvious by what you're doing that that's your purpose, and therefore it's usur. A mutar lachshecha tchum. One may remain at the tchum kedei lahavi behemtei, that to bring his animal back to where he is. Shemai bata ait shama kroim zelza shivim amma. If there were homes within 70 amma, haymuta lavim gam b'shabbos, then there would be a way that you could get them home on Shabbos, so it's not the same level of iser. You can't lavi peres tolution. If you want to bring home a fruit that's already cut, shenem muksa mutter. If you had an Erev around this entire trip, then you could have walked on Shabbos. Somebody could walk on Shabbos within the Tchum to the garden, little champers from Matzah Shabbos, to be able to cut fruit on Matzah Shabbos. The fact that I'm standing next to a garden doesn't necessarily indicate that I'm looking to cut fruit there, Matzoi Shabbos. People who see me standing there will say, Shalach L'tayel, this is where I went to take a walk, to find my animal, Shenevdalai. And once I was there, Nimlach V'nishad Alayla, I decided to stay until Matzoi Shabbos, Kedei Litlish Paraisov. So therefore, since it's not obvious that what I'm doing is not something that's permissible to be done on Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos. It's not for Shabbos. It's still mutter. Siftal mahadik sivadav dover. The pasuk continues saying dover dover. Dasher ben esenu zuchayin levracha. Shloi deburcha b'shal Shabbos k'deburcha shalcha. What we speak on Shabbos is not allowed to be the same as during the week. Hilchach asul leimer. One may not say dover plenty esel lemachar. I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to buy this tomorrow. And that is usur, not only for you to say, but you should not be part of a discussion. So somebody asks you about something which is business related or something which is something that you're going to do during the week, you should just refrain from participating in that type of a conversation. The Shulchan Aruch says that hearer, hehurim mitarim. If you're thinking about it, not speaking about it, halachically it's permissible. But what is prohibited? Something that cannot be done on Shabbos. If there's something that could potentially be done on Shabbos, even though currently that isn't the situation, mutter, then it becomes more lenient. Okay, mutter loyma, lemakom pleni elech lemachar. One may say, I'm going to whatever place tomorrow. Yilak shlo yoyma losh na mash mishyelch bekroim. You shouldn't say they're traveling with a car, with a plane. V'lagam lo yarba l'dab b'zeh. It's not something that you should talk much about. Or even if you're going to say, I'm going to talk to somebody this week about something, and the only way to talk to that person is reaching him by telephone. Still, technically you're allowed to say it, but it's best not to talk about these kind of things. Even speaking about things that are not important, also l'saper, that's what should not be done on Shabbos. The Zohar is very strong about this, and he says that somebody who speaks Dvar Metalim, these kind of things that are not important on Shabbos, he says, Hareu Chalal Shabbos. And he explains, because Shabbos, Lo Nitna Shabbos L'Yisrael, Lo Nitna Shabbos Yom Tovim L'Yisrael, Shabbos Yom Tovim were given to Klal Yisrael, Elo Kedei Shiaspim B'Torah, that those are days to learn Torah, or L'Kadosh Nafsham, and to be holier, and those, therefore, who are wasting their time on Shabbos, the Neshami Yisoyra that we all get on Shabbos says, this is why I got a Neshami Yisoyra, this is why I came to this person, that he should hear these things that are not, that I should hear these things that are important. Also, Shabbos with Shabbos, one may should not speak about Shabbos, Tov Shotzar, something that is painful. However, one who has guests on Shabbos, and those guests need to be strengthened, those guests need to hear a good word, those guests need to speak about what they're going through, and that by talking by them and supporting them, that helps them, that is permissible to be done on Shabbos, if that's going to help this person. As the Gemara says, the Pesuk says, in Mishlei Dagabelev Ishu Sichena, if somebody is suffering, the Gemara Masech the Site explains, Yasichena L'Acherim, you should talk it out. And if you're there to be a listening ear on Shabbos, even though he's speaking about things that are very uncomfortable and are sad, you are there to help him. That will be permissible. Also, L'Adam L'Achshav Cheshbonis B'Fiv, B'Shabbos one is not allowed to make calculations, speak out calculations. Ben Cheshbon Shos L'Yos, whether it's something that's going to be, then Cheshbon Shekvar Over, or something that was. Ella Shetzarach Leidai Soi, even if it's, unless it's something that he needs to know. Cheshbon Shel Mitzvah, like a gabbai in a shul, is permitted. Kegoin, Kach V'Kach Hatzeis Abinyan Ploini, L'Scha Palim. If somebody says, this is how much I used for building this house, for wages. And now he wants to figure out how much he owes, for example, his workers. That is osur. Something that has no, that making this calculation has no practical implication, that is technically mutter. He shouldn't speak about them too much. One is not allowed to speak on Shabbos these kind of things. What he's supposed to think about on Shabbos is Kamashik Safti Leil, Torah, and Mitzvahs, and Tefillah.